You're listening to SBS News.
After a surge in gas prices and falling temperatures, the government has confirmed its next course of action, with Resources Minister Madeleine King confirming future plans.
After consultations with industry and stakeholders, the government will extend the life of the Australian Domestic Gas Security Mechanism to January 2030. The mechanism was due to expire in January next year, and we flagged our intentions to extend this mechanism in early June.
By extending the security mechanism, the government will take the first step to activate the gas trigger, which will allow it to shore up domestic supply. It's in response to a dire report from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or the ACCC, foreshadowing significant gas shortages next year. But Minister King says some of the blame rests on the former government.
It's very difficult, there's no doubt about it. 10 years of inaction on energy policy and multiple policies, 22 at last count, have left us in a dire situation in regard to the reliability of energy and its supply.
The ACCC was tasked by the Treasurer to investigate the gas market and found 90% of gas extraction is controlled by three major players, and that those companies are not always meeting the spirit of their agreements to supply gas locally. But Damien Dwyer, the acting chief executive of APIA, which represents oil and gas companies, said they will meet their obligations.
Well, I think the history over the last 5 years that the ACCC have been doing these reports shows that the industry has always been there to supply gas into the domestic market. There's been a surplus each and every one of those years.
The majority of the gas forecast to be produced on the East Coast next year will be exported overseas under long-term contracts. But if there's surplus, supplies are also exported overseas, where they can fetch a higher price, which could lead to a shortfall here. Minister King says the government will consult with the companies, who will need to show that there will be enough.
This is their opportunity to demonstrate that there won't be a domestic shortfall next year. I'll also consult other governments and relevant stakeholders. We will also have talks with our very important and key trading partners.
Opposition Treasury spokesman and former Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government shouldn't threaten the industry.
But you can't demonise gas producers if you're asking them to put more supply into the market. You've got to work with them to get more supply out as they put more supply into our domestic network.
Today, Parliament is also debating a bill to allow the Northern Territory and ACT to legislate on voluntary assisted dying laws. Labor Territory MP Alicia Payne was one of those who put the bill forward to repeal a 25-year-old law, which banned the territories from being able to make those changes.
In 2022, our democracy is not equal because some Australians don't have the rights to debate a certain issue simply because of where they live. Some Australians don't have rights simply because they live in the ACT and the Northern Territory.
That law was established after the Northern Territory introduced groundbreaking laws in 1995 to allow a doctor to end the life of a terminally ill patient at their request. The then Howard Liberal government used its powers over the territories to overrule the legislation in what is now known as the Andrews Bill, brought on by backbencher and staunch Conservative Kevin Andrews. The Coalition is again against the bill, but Liberal Tasmanian Bridget Archer has revealed she'll cross the floor to support it.
So the time is now. With this legislation, we have a chance to deliver the territories what is rightly theirs. The Commonwealth must ensure those in the territories are not treated as second-class citizens and must step out of the way by handing these legislative powers back.
Similar legislation came before Parliament in 2018. This time, supporters are more hopeful of success. Krishani Danji, SBS News.